Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, it's the list and your boy at Fightful.com with Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp. They're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You're going to be seeing a lot more of me here. Jimmy is paying for my residence to move to Toronto.
Oh, am I?
He just broke the news to me.
Broke the news.
Before we went on the air. It's amazingly generous of him. But here I am in Toronto. It is July 13th, 2022. We're going to talk the week in wrestling news. If you go over to FightfulSelect.com after this, we'll have the list goes on. You got a couple of scoops for you. I'm doing a scooter race with Josh Alexander tomorrow. If I win, I get a shot at
You're not supposed to hold that.
I get a shot at this, Jimmy.
How does that feel? Have you ever held that before?
No, never. Only in my dreams.
You want to know what's amazing? So, Fightful Champion, maybe you can stand behind us without knocking over the backing.
Oh, good God.
Maybe that's possible that he can do that.
Why is he here?
We have a special guest because there might be a potential rematch. The current Fightful Champion, Joel Pearl's with us. So there you go. There you go, Joel. You can take care of that.
He thought he was slick. He said, you know what? I run the Impact post show. If Sean Ross Sapp wants a title shot at me, he's got to beat Josh Alexander. And that was a good idea. That was a good idea until he said, Sean Ross Sapp can pick the stipulation. And I picked a bird scooter race. And I'm going
to
smoke him.
In case anybody doesn't know, why don't you explain to them where that idea came from? Because there's actually a story behind that.
I don't know, but I can tell you that Melissa is in the chat and she's saying, who's Joel? Sounds like a pussy.
That sounds like Melissa.
Now what about the bird scooter thing?
Yeah.
Josh Alexander, it's going to be in our interview tomorrow. So this bird scooter race for top contendership, whoever wins is going to get the opportunity from what I understand, whether it be me or Josh.
From what you understand.
From what I understand. When he returned to Impact Wrestling in Louisville, he looked at the route between the hotel and the venue, and the Uber was taken forever, and he looked over and he saw a bird scooter and he rode it 3 or 4 miles to the venue to make it happen.
That means that he must have experience, which means that he probably did very well or is going to do very well in your competition.
We'll see. I'm going to blow his doors off. Scooters don't have doors, but I'm going to do it anyway. Leave a thumbs up on this video, guys. Tap the bell for notifications. Get in your super chats and humper chats. We have Drew collecting them for us. That way it makes it a little bit easier. So a big thank you to Drew for making that work. We got Chris Reigns saying, I saw C2E2 announce Mercedes Vernado as a guest without any mention of WWE. Do you think this signals that we get some kind of news release soon? I think that by the time C2E2 happens, Jimmy, that she's probably going to have that answered. Yeah. Or maybe that will be the hook for people to come to C2E2.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, and actually Joel Pearl is the one that mentioned this earlier, that they had Sasha Banks listed on the C2E2 Twitter post about this, in quotations.
Yeah.
So they used her real name, Mercedes Bernardo. Then they put Sasha Banks in quotations. Then they said, and the Mandalorian. I think it's just an independent signing. Obviously, I'm sure she'll have news if she decides to announce it. Yeah. I think it's just an independent. It's a Comic-Con. It's like a comic convention. And Mandalorian, I mean, she fits that. So I think it's just an independent sign.
Yeah, it's a smart move for C2E2 as well, because the interest in her is at a height. I think that by the time that rolls around, we're going to get answers about it. I don't know that for sure. WWE is still telling me, well, we've got nothing new on that front. Don't know what is or isn't cooking. I can tell you that nobody on the digital team has been told to pull her off a roster. There were some people that were told to erase what are you doing there, Jimmy?
It's not often that I have this opportunity. Look at this. Look at that. Oh, I got to turn it this way.
This is what people are tuning in to see now. Wrestling news, right?
I got to tell you something else.
Why'd you get something that was so much bigger than my actual head?
Well, because this is how you are whenever I compliment you. So I got to tell you something else.
You got that made 3 years ago and you had crow's feet put on it.
Has it only been three? Feels like longer than
look,
that.
How do I look younger and more tan? Look at that. I've got a beautiful tan.
You definitely look more tan.
Yeah, for sure. People are always surprised at how tan I am.
I'm so not used to you being here.
Yeah.
That I find myself looking in the camera all the time.
Lucky you, Jimmy.
You know?
Lucky you. I'm going to be here a lot more.
Are you?
I am. My residency starts very soon. It's going to be great.
There's a hostel not far. It's right down there. I see ambulance lights. It's not too far from the ambulance.
Well, that's a hostile thing to say, Jimmy. So there you go. Chris Rain says SRS is the fightful champ we deserve. Yeah, I am. And Jimmy is sure that I'm never going to win it. He swears I'm never going to win it. Ryan says, Sean, what's it like seeing the greatness of Joel in person? I would rather drag my balls across a cactus, which I have a cactus by my house.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Are you growing them in your backyard?
It's side yard. The people that were there before us did. Ian says, SRS, how did you enjoy riding the Rocket? I rode the subway for the first time today, Jimmy.
Have you ever been on a subway?
Never.
Never been on a subway?
Never been on a subway, ever.
Wow.
Never.
How was that?
It was an experience. It was good. It was quick.
It's pretty clean.
Yeah. It was much more cost effective than taking an Uber all the way down.
And a lot faster.
Yeah. And a lot faster as well.
Good for you. Yeah. Much more cost effective when you do your expenses. That's amazing.
But you got Sheila saying, what is SRS doing in the actual fightful zone? Well, I don't want to gloss over the Mercedes Sasha thing because it's probably the biggest news story of the week so far is that she's doing a public appearance.
Yeah.
But I think it's a sign that she's not going to go into hiding. She's not going to go just vanish. She's going to get a good payday for this stuff, as most people do. I think there's going to be a ton of interest. I think it's going to draw a lot of her fans there to support her because she has one of the most passionate, loyal fan bases that exists.
Very polarizing character.
So I think that it's smart of C2E2 to do that. I think it's brilliant of Sasha to do it. She's going to draw a really big crowd, I believe. When is C2E2?
August 6th and 7th.
Ooh, that's coming up soon. Where's it at?
Chicago.
What am I doing August 6th and 7th? Expensing a trip to Chicago.
Yeah, so I should say something to people before we really jump into anything. So last night was our company baseball game.
Yeah.
And the company kept me out until like 1 or 1:30 in the morning. They wanted to like go for drinks afterwards, whatever.
It's not 1:30 in the morning.
By the time I walked in my door, it was 1:30 in the morning. And my son got me up at the crack of dawn. And not only did he get me up at the crack of dawn, he used one of those, you know, those birthday noisemakers?
Yes.
Where you blow them and then like the thing comes out like this.
Yes.
You know? You're going to know what those are, Joel, eventually with your kid. So that's how he woke me up at the crack of dawn after I didn't get home till like 1:30 in the morning.
I'm just saying,
noisemakers.
I just looked. We left at midnight.
By the time I strolled in, it was almost 1:30.
What were you doing for an hour and a half?
The traffic to get back to my place took a good 30, 40 minutes. And then after that, you know, I got to take care of the cat.
I thought I saw you. I thought I saw you at the meth lab that you have me staying at here in Toronto, just picking up meth.
Okay. Haven't you been in long enough that you call it Toronto? When you're local, it's Toronto.
What?
That's what it is, Toronto.
Toronto?
Yeah, locals don't say Toronto.
Well, I'm not a local.
You know this, Joel Pearl.
I'm not a local.
It's Toronto. Matter of fact, when Chris Van Vliet interviewed Kevin Hart and Woody Harrelson for The Man from Toronto, he made sure to tell them, I saw the movie and y'all kept on saying Toronto. It's The Man from Toronto.
Well, I watched that movie. It was pretty good.
I haven't seen it yet.
Matt Reichiel says, hi, Sean and Jimmy. Sean, is the Uncrowned Fightful Championship, will the All Out location be recklessly speculated? We don't got to recklessly speculate it. I had reported a few months ago that talent on Fightful Select, by the way, subscribe. It would mean an awful lot if you all did. But I posted there that talent, at least a few months ago, were told it was the Now Arena. They have not announced it less than 2 months out, which would lead me to believe generally that maybe they were considering doing something else. Hmm. But talent has been told Chicago for sure. Mm-hmm. There are fan fest events booked in Schaumburg. And while I would like to say, oh, well, it wouldn't make sense for them to do that in Schaumburg if they're doing the event at the United Center, there's all kinds of stuff that they do that is inconvenient for people to travel to as well. So I think that it will still be the Now Arena, but I think if they can land United, they should. Hmm. But also, I mean, I don't know the cost associated with a building like that. They're probably still going to have to pay for the building unless there's some kind of cancellation fee, which I'm sure there is.
I mean, they make their money, though.
Yeah, they'll make their money.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be the Now Arena. Andrew the Giant says, thoughts on Mandy Rose's year in NXT. I think that she needed it.
Really good for her.
She wasn't going to do anything on the main roster, and that's no disrespect to her.
Yep.
But she had been slotted at that point, and now she has reinvented herself. She has helped a lot of women, especially a lot of women that are coming up a very similar way that Mandy Rose did without prior wrestling experience. She came straight off of Tough Enough. Yeah. So she's helping people. She's getting them acclimated. She's making them better. She's the champion. Like, I think there's a lot of positives to her work right now.
Absolutely. It's been a good thing for her. Maybe we'll see the scene with Apollo Crews. It was good for Dolph Ziggler. And I'm going to talk about what the hell's going on with him later on.
Sure.
So I think it's been a good thing. Today, you are the veteran today. You know, whenever WWE has like that green wrestler, right? And they put the green wrestler in with the veteran because they want to get a good match out of him.
Yeah.
And the veteran has to carry the match.
Yeah.
I need you to carry the listen, you boy, today.
So the same thing I do every week.
Same thing you do every week. Because I am dragging ass today. So I need Sean Rossap to be. You are going to be my Ryan Danielson today.
Well, Jimmy, sometimes you're dragging. And we know this is something that's been an issue with you for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I ask how?
Bluechew.com is here to help you, Jimmy. And I think you put yourself on that side for the specific reason.
This is amazing.
So I couldn't do this. But awesome. Bluechew, Jimmy, as I'm looking directly at you.
Directly at me.
Looking directly at you, Jimmy. Bluechew.com. We'll make your penis erect.
Okay.
It'll give you
overlay. You need the overlay because it's a value add for our sponsors.
Of course.
I'm a big fan of that. For
Blue Chew and the code Fightful.
And they're not going to. Now you're going to give people seizures.
Oh, shoot.
I have a magic spoon up there now.
It's prescribed online, shipped straight to your door. You don't have to meet with a doctor in person, Jimmy, in case you didn't know. It arrives discreetly, a lot more discreet than this ad is. Jimmy, that's not the way cameras work, buddy.
No, but it's fine.
They still see your face.
That's okay. It's okay.
Get your first shipment free when you use the code Fightful. Jimmy,
I know this is important to you.
It's important to me. It's important to you. Use the code Fightful. Get your first shipment free. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. It's got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, Jimmy, so you know it works. Whether it's on your schedule or not, it gets you on schedule. I know that timing's a big issue for you, Jimmy.
Big issue.
I heard so many things.
Lots of things.
About the timing issues that
lots
you've got.
Lots of timing problems.
Well, Blue Chew takes care of that. It arrives discreetly. Did I mention that?
A couple times.
Discretion is important.
It's like a friend of ours last night repeating herself a bunch, you know?
Aluminum-y?
Aluminum-y.
Yeah. Well, this has none of that. But BlueChew.com, code Fightful.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay, let's talk about knowyournews.com for a minute. This is my plug from my passion project. We should also talk about NHL free agent frenzy because the Edmonton Oilers are having an awesome free agency day today. So knowyournews.com is my new passion project. This week's Know Your News Tonight, Denise Salcedo was back, Sean. It was amazing. Alex and Kate on Get the Flick Out of Here, they actually reviewed UHF with Weird Al Yankovic. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
You've actually seen that movie?
Back in the day, yeah.
So they reviewed that, and we have a new weekly podcast called Unsportsmanlike with Greg Cherry and Jarrett Bailey. Okay, whenever you do the reads, I don't make noises. I have at least enough respect to not make noises. So this is disrespectful because I don't do that. Yeah. I always stay silent. I let them just get a shit in. So anyway, there's a weekly podcast called Unsportsmanlike with Greg Cherry and Jarrett Bailey talking about stupid sports plays of the week. And you can see all of that. KnowYourNews.com. Oh, there you go. Fightful Magazine. KnowYourNews.com or YouTube.com/KnowYourNews. There you go.
What else you got,
so
Jimmy?
Disrespectful. Okay, let's talk about SummerSlam. So we're a little over 2 weeks away, which is stunning to me.
I'll be there.
So a little over 2 weeks away. And on Monday night, I was watching Raw and I made a comment on Twitter about it felt like they were building to a house show, not to arguably the third biggest show of the year.
Yes.
I feel like it's a very kind of bland build. Now, the good news is WrestleTix says that the tickets are moving well. They've done over 30,000 tickets and capacity is 36,259 right now in the current setup. So the tickets are moving. But I feel like there's no buzz at all. Brock and Roman, we've talked about. Logan Paul is getting pushed, but I don't feel like most wrestling fans care about Logan Paul. McAfee,
it doesn't matter if wrestling fans care.
No,
about
I understand.
Him.
I understand. But I don't feel a ton of buzz for him either. Like, I feel like McAfee looks to have the most interest so far of anything on the show. What are your thoughts on the SummerSlam build?
It seems like they're trying to stack the deck. I thought Cena was going to come and wrestle there, and that would have made sense. You get the stadium, you're bringing in Brock, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I'm just so over the Brock Roman stuff. I'm so over it. I've been over it for years. Yep. I don't need to see it again. I don't want to see it ever again, but that's what we're stuck with. Then they're bringing in Pat McAfee, Logan Paul. And listen, I would want them to be brought in regardless because I think that they're both talented and what they did at WrestleMania was great. But it really does highlight how poorly WWE builds their own stars. Bianca is doing really good.
Yep.
But, I mean, you couldn't have predicted the things that would have happened to her opponent. So I can't say much there. Roman was one that they built really effectively. But at any given time, almost nobody is protected and next in line and ready to go. Drew's been all right. But, I mean, like, that's being set up for Clash at the Castle because that's more of a highlight. It's not like a big marquee thing anymore.
I don't see him filling stadiums, Drew McIntyre.
Sure.
I just don't see it out of him. I don't know. Well, let me ask you this question. Somebody on Twitter mentioned this, and I apologize if I forget his name. You know how WWE, they used to use celebrities to enhance their talent for a pay-per-view, right? Then in the Attitude era, I told you I'm dragging ass today. In the Attitude era, they stopped using celebrities for a bit. And Vince McMahon said, our talent are celebrities. And you held in a yawn because you're tired too. So that's what
I sighed. I just sighed.
Oh, is that what it was?
It's sad.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yes. Okay. Because like wrestlers have never, or celebrities have never lost a WrestleMania match besides like the Battle Royal.
Right.
And that's okay. It's all right to do. Like I had more fun watching Sami Zayn and Johnny Knoxville than maybe any match that I've watched. It was just so much fun. Uh-huh. And it was masterful. And the bar is so high. So that's why it annoys me. When they're like, Tyson Fury's coming back. When's he coming back? And I'm like, no, that was one of the worst celebrity matches in recent memory. It was horrible. And then I got people saying, well, look who he was in there with, Braun Strowman. He sucks. I'm like, no, he was perfectly serviceable as a WWE main eventer. Like, I know that it's cool to dunk on him now, but he had a really shitty match with an absolute powerhouse that could do anything to him without issue. Like, why didn't Floyd Mayweather have a dog shit match against the Big Show?
Right.
Why didn't D'Angelo Williams have a terrible match against anybody he was in there with? Chris Adonis and I can't remember who else he was in there with when he teamed with Moose. Why didn't Bad Bunny have a bad match? Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to tell me Bad Bunny's supposed to be more athletic than Tyson Fury? Right.
Heavyweight boxing champion.
Of the world. Yeah. He just ain't good. Yeah. And that I don't want them to lean into people that don't want to put the work in. And, you know, maybe that's changed or something. Maybe he's got something to prove. That happened with David Arquette. It took him a couple decades, but he went on a bit of a redemption tour to make things good. But, I wish they would make their stars celebrities. That's the way it used to be, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. They used to make The Rock and Steve Austin, who didn't have a major movie career, but he was in The Longest Yard. Mm-hmm. I thought The Condemned was fun. They made Dave Bautista, mm-hmm. John Cena,
yep.
Roddy Piper, even back in the day, even though he was made elsewhere. Mm-hmm. They used to make the movie stars instead of bringing them all in to do all this stuff.
Now, do you think the WWE even gives a shit? Because when you look at SummerSlam, it's very clear, like we talked about. Brock, Logan Paul, Pat McAfee are getting the majority of the attention, aside from Bianca. Do you think that they even give a shit because they're making so much guaranteed money?
No. That's what they think that they have to do to make that guaranteed money now. And I'm sure that that also does look good to networks and Peacock and all that. And that's cool. Like, do that by all means, but also put over some other people along the way. That's why, like, in my mind, I look at it and I'm like, okay, if it's AJ and Logan Paul against Miz and Ciampa, that could be really fun. But at the same time, I'd like them to stack that card and do Styles and Ciampa separately. But it's very clear that Ciampa isn't slotted for that type of spot. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like that, yep.
They've got him as a lackey right now.
Yep. NXT legend. Yep. Raw lackey. All right. I guess we'll talk about the whole body shaming thing.
Oh, gosh.
Because I saw the remarks on social media about Eddie Kingston. And it's so stupid. And whenever I hear of this body shaming shit, for some reason, the first person I always think of, because a lot of people think of McFoley, the first person I think of is Fedor.
That's the first person I think of. I've got countless.
Yeah, countless lists.
Countless. I mean, Ruiz knocking out, Anthony Joshua.
Yeah.
Like, Butterbean beat up a wrestler that knocked out a bunch of wrestlers. made a career out of it. Yeah. Butterbean beat Sean O'Hare's ass in a real fight.
I remember that, yeah.
Like, he beat Aaron Aguilera, the guy who was Carlito's manager that stabbed John Cena one time. Butterbean made a career out of whipping pro wrestlers' asses.
Yeah.
And people will say, oh, well, they're a trained fighter. Well, duh. It's pro wrestling. That's the implication of what – I hate to break this to you guys. Bryan Cranston doesn't really cook meth. He's playing a role.
How do you know that for sure? How can you say that?
I'm pretty sure. Allegedly. But, like, you look at it and – I mean, from all things, whether it be how much somebody weighs, how they look physically, if that was the norm, then sure, maybe that there'd be some exceptions being taken there, because obviously we know what athletes look like. And I think that MMA has helped push things the other direction. We know that that most athletes aren't steroided up 300-pound freaks because they gas out in 60 seconds like Bob Sapp does.
Right.
Like, that ain't practical. UFC heavyweights cannot go balls to the wall for 15, 20 minutes. They turn purple. The most athletic people you see are normal-sized humans who are athletically toned and all that. And then there are outliers. There are always people that are exceptions to that rule. And even when there's weight discrepancies. I watched Genki Sudo, who was this little fella whipping bigger people's asses. Ikushi Minowa made a career out of beating people up bigger than him. There are exceptions to everything. And it's all about what you're willing to suspend your disbelief on. But I don't have to suspend my disbelief that long to think that Eddie Kingston can whip somebody's ass.
Right. I agree. I'm still kind of stuck when you said that they turn purple. I just kind of got stuck in my head.
They do.
All heavyweights turn purple, basically.
Shane McMahon turns purple. As soon as he hits the ring.
Shane does turn purple. That's true. Yeah, so obviously, you know, who cares if Eddie Kingston needs to do some crunches, right?
I don't give a shit.
No, Mick Foley was a multi-time WWE.
He can perform. I've never seen him gas out.
Yeah, I agree.
He puts on great matches. He cuts great promos. He's an interesting character.
Yeah.
He's a great interview.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal in that sense. We got some super chats.
Uh-huh.
Our friend Jesse the Buckeye says, Fightful fam once again, or together once again. All is right in the world. Guys, go check out my pinned tweet on Twitter. Donate to Jesse. She's a fighter. We love having her. She's popped up a couple times. What?
By the way, Sean Rossap competed in a food challenge yesterday.
Why'd you just cut off that for a food challenge?
It just popped in my head, and I just want to let people know as Sean gets older, and sometimes performances slow down.
I'm trying to conjure up donations for a nice human being here.
How did you do? How did you do? How'd that work out?
I think second place.
Are you sure?
I didn't see anybody else finish their stuff afterwards.
Did you finish?
Yep, I sure did.
I thought you tapped out.
Joel, did I finish the meatball sub?
I was not here for that part.
Oh,
you're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit.
That means that I can just kind of pretend that he did. I actually don't remember. I thought you did that. I thought you saw.
Oh, I did.
Dominant.
No, I saw one fold his meatball sub in half and then go.
But Jack beat him.
Okay, well, either way,
yeah.
I don't think he finished his meatball sub. I don't think anybody else actually finished it.
Well, you had to finish to win.
No. The person who won first place did.
Yeah, oh, everybody
I'm
else.
Talking about silver. Ain't nothing wrong with silver. Ain't nothing wrong with silver.
I think Juan finished. So I think you're
wrong. No. I finished the meatball set.
What's fourth? What's the fourth medal?
Myrrh, perhaps. Rooney? Aluminum? Tupperware, maybe?
Tupperware, yeah.
William Washington of Grapsody says it's being announced tonight on Dynamite, the venue. Yeah, I mean, I know that Talent was told Chicago. They were told Now Arena a while back. But the fact that they were told that a while back, but we're not finding out until now, leads right. me to believe there could be a change. I can just tell you guys what Talent were told. Van Twinblade says, take my blue chew with my athletic greens for the impact. SRS, if you beat Josh, do you get an impact title shot? I'm going to just yank the title right away from him if that's the case. Because
I mean, that's the only way you'll ever win the Fightful Championship.
Yeah. JJ says, hello to you all, and especially the Fightful Champion, Joel, who, if you don't know, reviews Impact. SRS, if you... Oh, okay, that was the super chat.
Come on in here, Joel, again. Show off the belt for a second.
God.
Come on in, Joel.
Joel does...
Show off the belt again.
Joel does do the Impact review with Cresta, and it is very good. Every Thursday
there
night.
He is. There, look at that. Look how nice it looks on screen there,
it
Sean.
It just reflects beautifully.
Isn't it beautiful?
God.
Look at that.
You want to touch it? You want to try it? No, it's too much.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna murder him one day. It's gonna happen. I'm getting my title shot, and I hear the little things that he says. Like he's like, "Well, you won't ever hit a man with glasses," and you know, there's some truth to that. It'd make me feel kind of guilty, but I think I can beat him without even hitting him in the face. Jimmy.
Really? Really?
Yep.
We're gonna breathe on him?
Maybe.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Interesting. By the way, in case anybody's watching this and they think that we're using camera tricks and like Sean's not really here and we're just doing some digital shit, there you go. See? We're in the same shot.
Man,
shot.
You got to show off. Why are you so obsessed with my face?
it's a draw, Sean. It sells. You know how many of these we sold, Sean? Look at this. This was a perk when you first signed up for FIFA Select. This is what you got. And we sold these by like the 10, Sean. By the tens, I'm telling you. It's really impressive.
Brent Lockman says, welcome to our glorious city, Sean. Dark was insanely cool last night. Hoping to start of them profiling, spotlighting other promotions. Enjoy the city. At one point, one of those shows was meant to do that, but I haven't got to check it out yet, but I heard great things about Dark this week. I think it's a useful tool. I see where people sometimes say, oh, they just pad records on there. It's fake.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who cares? Good. Let him. When I saw Brock Lesnar whip Otis and Gable's ass on Monday, I said,
list.
I wish they would have done like a 90-second match and he would have just suplexed them, F5'd them, pinned him too. Like, why not?
Right.
Why not do that?
Yeah, it's on my list.
Joel says, so do you think there's a higher percentage of Sasha joining AEW, returning to WWE, or staying out of wrestling altogether by the end of the year? I would say staying out of wrestling, but like probably being paid by WWE to stay out of wrestling. Like, I wouldn't doubt it if they were like, hey, we'll pay you to just not wrestle somewhere for a while.
Isn't her release done?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I've not had that confirmed by anybody. And I don't, maybe that's the term of the release.
It's possible.
Because, yeah. I mean, there are some people, like, for example, Brock Lesnar had a non-compete where he wasn't getting paid. And most non-competes, you're going to get paid during that period in wrestling. Mm. So, I mean, she might look at it, and I'm not saying this has been offered, but if it was, she might look at it and be like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Didn't Renee have about a year? And I know it's not the same. But,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Joel Wood also says, I think I'm legally obligated to acknowledge Joel as the rightful Fightful champion simply because we have the same name. Well, listen, Joel Wood, here's an easy solution. Donate your kidney and change your name.
Should I bring the Fightful Champion on the air again?
KE775 says, what did you make of the WSJ, Wall Street Journal author's interview on Busted Open? Do you think there are any more bombs to drop? I loved it. As somebody who covers news, I thought it was fascinating to hear their end of things. I've gotten a couple of people that are like, why didn't Pro Wrestling News break this? Pro Wrestling News, it would have got completely swept under the rug. If I did it, Dave did it, Mike did it, right. Anybody. If right. John Pollock, anybody, Wade Keller... It would have got swept under the rug, and that's no disrespect to myself or any of them.
Right, I agree.
It needed to be the Wall Street Journal. It needed to be somebody
New
like
Post.
That.
Yep, I agree.
Because then CNN picks it up. Then right. other places pick it up. That's just the nature of it. I thought it was a fascinating look. I don't know if there's going to be a bigger bomb to drop than the allegation of $7.5 million mm-hmm. from a former talent.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, that was a big one. And it was hinted to me when I reached out to former talent after the first story. And that's what I ran on FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe. It's only $5. I had people saying there will be more people that come forward, and that did happen. Did that surprise you? I mean, that's something we got to talk about, obviously.
Yeah, no. It's like we've talked about, like he's just had the reputation for so many years. Nothing surprised me, but I do want to ask you your thoughts on this. So Jericho was on the True Jordy podcast. Mm-hmm. They talked about this whole Vince McMahon thing. Jericho said he doesn't think anything's going to happen to Vince. Like he basically said, I don't think anything's going
to. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Of it, don't think he's going to get into any trouble. Do you see a point, like we talked about on the Breaking News podcast, do you see a point where Vince has to step down because allegations keep on escalating or accumulating to the point that like Fox USA, somebody says enough is enough?
Sadly, no. And I do want to point out, we've reached out to a lot of people. We're not going to put the names out there of people that we've heard, because if they're tied to an NDA, they can't defend themselves. I reached out to Rita Chatterton as well multiple times over the last few weeks about the story. She spoke to one outlet as well. But sadly, no, I don't think anything will happen. And again, I think that Vince stepping down is completely superficial. I think that Vince only cares about creative at this point, because why would he care about being chairman or CEO? He's got more money than he knows what to do with. Mm. Most of those responsibilities have been delegated anyway. And if he really wants something done, is Stephanie going to say no? I don't know. She should, but would she? No. These allegations, again, kept escalating. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he cares. I don't think he gives a shit. No. I think that he's so far beyond shame or anything like that. And quite honestly, I don't give a shit about him and his wife. I don't care about their relationship, the parameters there within, if they're together, if they're not, that ain't my business. And their rules of their relationship aren't my business. But when it's former talent that are paid hush money, well, that becomes wrestling news. That becomes that's a broader thing. Normally we don't report on who messes with who in that regard, but it's just like that type of stuff. He knew it was wrong because he paid that amount of money to keep it a secret. Mm-hmm. He didn't want it out there. Otherwise, he'd be like, who gives a damn?
Yeah, he'd say, fuck off. Yeah,
he'd tell him. Because, I mean, he comes back through the curtain after that first SmackDown appearance. And FightfulSelect.com, please subscribe, $5. We reported that he said, fuck him, out loud. Well, that's why I had people that were saying he's not taking this seriously. I had one person that was there that told me that they were like enraged about it because of the nature of that, because they were like, he hasn't got an answer to this. He's not doing interviews. Yeah. Like, and WWE PR is, you know, they're telling us at the interview site, obviously no questions about Vince, we adhere to that out of respect to the talent, not out of respect to WWE, but because I don't think Bianca Belair should be put in that spot to be like, hey, Bianca, we're here at the Boys and Girls Club of America. What about this Vince stuff?
Not just that, but then if you do that, then you're going to be covering Money in the Bank from, like, I don't know, Duncan.
I mean, I don't give it. I don't give a damn about access to WWE. Like, in fact, the stuff that we report is generally shit they don't want out there. I'd say about 80% of it. So if that's taken, AEW access is taken, Impact access is taken, I don't care. Like, we make our money regardless. In fact, we lose money on those trips. We do those because
we have this on record.
Yes. We awesome. Lose. Listen, we lose money on AEW and WWE and Impact trips. We do. We interview on people record. Because our audience wants it. And like, Vince is not the one answering to that. He's not the one out there doing media with a microphone in his face. And people, even though interviewers are told, don't bring this up, them being like, how the fuck am I going to answer this? How am I going to handle this if it comes up? Because eventually it's not going to be requested anymore. They're not going to say, obviously no questions about Vince, and somebody's going to ask them. And he ain't the one answering to him because he's not out there doing that. He's sitting there doing his creative. He's doing it the way that he wants to do it. And he's got no shame. No. And he's had no shame.
I mean, he's going to be 77 too. He doesn't give a shit.
And this only lends credibility to the Rita Chatterton allegations. Only lends credibility to the tanning salon allegations, especially considering that in nature, the tanning salon allegations was very similar to one of the NDAs. And the allegation that he showed somebody unsolicited nude photographs. So Joel says, so basically there isn't a scenario where Vince leaves WWE. I think there's a scenario. There's a scenario, possibility, and opportunity for everything, Jimmy. But I think that likely what he'll do is step down as chairman and CEO and retain creative.
Again, he's got to be in on the decision, like we talked about before. He's not being forced to do anything. If the board votes him out, he will wait till the next round of elections, use his voting rights, get new people on the board. He's got to be in on the decision. So maybe he decides, I'm 77, I'm too old for this shit, fuck this.
Yeah, like why?
Maybe. You know, but that's what comes.
I don't
have you seen this, by the way. Did I give you any of these?
No.
You don't own any of these?
No.
This is one of the Fightful bumper stickers. We got two different sizes, actually. Look at that. Look at that beauty. And I have.
Why are you promoting these? Like, we got them for sale.
I have a whole box of these. So you don't have any of these at all?
No.
Wow. I got a box. Yeah. Joe, you know what? The Fightful champion. You know how in WWE, when you win a title, they give you a replica?
Does he even have a car?
I don't know, but that doesn't matter. These can be used in other ways.
Do you own a car?
I live in a big city. Who needs a car?
Right. You can put this on an Uber if you want, Joel.
Put it on the subway.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. On the subway. Put it on the subway.
Put it on my title belt.
The Fightful champion, instead of getting a belt replica like they do in WWE, the Fightful champion gets a bumper sticker. Here you go, Joel.
Oh,
the Fightful champion gets a bumper sticker.
Stupid.
There you go. There you go. There you go. That's what you get. Congratulations.
I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Okay,
we got Derek saying, Sean, if you end up coming on screen again, I have one question. Even if he leaves WWE, isn't there a strong possibility he still calls the shots through Steph or whoever's in charge creatively?
It's always possible.
Yep, I absolutely think that's the case.
It's possible.
Michael Branson says, do NDAs tend to have an expiration? Some,
yes, yeah. I signed one with somebody before I hired Sean, and I believe it had a 5-year expiration date,
so it's up now.
Technically, it is, I believe, but I'm just out of respect. I just don't want to bring it up. But I believe it was a 5-year. I believe it was.
Well, guys, while we're on the subject, if you want to block harmful malware from your computer, if you want to block annoying pop-up ads from your computer, and you want to protect yourself while you're surfing internet wrestling websites, perhaps, not ours, because we don't deal with any of that.
Nope.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. What the hell? There we go. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get a great deal, an additional month free, and 30-day money back. And you have 3 tiers as well. The basic tier has the VPN. You go up one, you can add a pass to that. Go up one more, you add a locker. And you can change your virtual location with just one click. Thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. I'm not missing any of my favorite shows as a result of NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can subscribe to overseas services, get access to content much cheaper than you would domestically. Also, if you miss the WWE Network, you can subscribe to that via overseas services with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
I love that I can do this, man. I almost want to have you here every week.
Okay. Amazing. Let's do it. Here we are. You can keep me at Le Germain is what it is.
That's right. That's right.
It's Le Germain Jackson.
I don't know if you wanted to say that. You might end up like Ric Flair with like a lineup down the hallway, Sean.
It's the Germain Jackson Hotel.
There you go. So you see these right here. So these are my coveted props, you know, and I always put them on screen whenever Sean does his thing. Sean wants to steal these from me. He wants to take these back to Kentucky with him. You know, can you not get your own printed? How come you got to take my props?
These are my cats.
Well, but they're my props.
What are you going to do with them?
Coveted.
They're not, the bit's not funny anymore, Jimmy.
But I do it to entertain myself, Sean.
Oh, you're easily entertained.
Well, you know.
Taker's Dong says, going to Fighter Fest Night 2. Any scoops, Sean? If I have any, FightfulSelect.com. We got early notes from our Josh Alexander interview up now. Yesterday, we had an update on what talent had been told about the women's tag title situation. Good Brothers contracts were set to be up this weekend with Impact Wrestling. We have an update on their status with Impact and New Japan. We got Raw, SmackDown plans ahead of those shows as well. Elias was supposed to be on Raw. We broke that news the other night as well. That changed. But today, I'm also going to post news. I've started to learn a lot of the people who were contacted for WOW Women of Wrestling last year. And one person specifically and colorfully rejected, and it is a very interesting name.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
iBeast asked if Bray Wyatt has anything to do with the Edge vignettes. Not a bit. That's how I feel.
Yeah. So Conan mentioned your name the other day.
No, Disco mentioned it.
Oh, was it Disco?
Yeah, he can't shut the fuck up about me, that guy.
Okay, Fightful.com said Conan, just so you know.
Well, whatever. Well, they're wrong. I think it was a clip, but he just confirmed that I had... So a lot of the aggregation of the things that I said about Santana and Ortiz,
yes,
the aggregation wasn't true. Uh-huh. I had heard they weren't on great terms. Mm-hmm. However, I didn't hear about like anything else, just heard not on great terms. That's it.
Okay. Well, as far as I saw, that's all Conan confirmed, I think.
Yes.
All he confirmed was that they're not on great terms.
Yes.
Interesting. And they haven't done a traditional 2-on-2 tag match in months.
Yeah, that's what I had put out there in February.
You're right.
And Santana's hurt. I heard back from him afterwards. I didn't hear about severity or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it's the rumor was, again, not from me. I can't confirm. But the rumor was he was counting down his contract.
Okay.
They had big WWE offers. I don't want to say big, but they had pretty open WWE offers before that. And I would believe that, regardless of what you think of Tony Khan, I think he's probably the kind of guy that's like, I'm going to pay you while you're hurt type of thing.
Sure.
And I don't want to speak for him or assume that, but given my experience and people that deal with him, that's generally like the kind of guy he is with talent. And I don't know how bad this injury is. It's being kept under wraps, but hopefully it's not so bad, because if he does want to leave, I'd like for him to be able to. Like,
yeah, of course. I guess the question would be is how much interest would there be in him if they're not a tandem?
I think there'd be a lot of interest, because
he's
the facial expression guy. He's a little bit bigger. I think he could excel as a single star. I think they both could. Honestly, I think they're both really great.
Interesting. So Dolph Ziggler, it seems that a lot of people are befuddled. You like that word? Befuddled.
It's all right.
They why the hell was he in the main event segment on Raw? Have you heard anything about what the plan is?
No, I was very shocked. By the way, I found out that in Canada, they replay Raw right after. So yes. I caught that replay.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
And I saw that. And of course, when he's out there, I'm like, oh, what are they doing with him?
Yes.
Not because I don't like him. Yep. I love him as a performer. He's great. He kills it. Oftentimes, he takes completely meaningless, boring shit and makes it good.
Yep.
But him super kicking Austin Theory, that did get me going, what's happening here? Now, Austin Theory has the Money in the Bank curse, where they're like, he's got the briefcase. We can beat him all the time now.
Right, right.
He can lose. We'll have him lose the night he wins Money in the Bank. How about we have him lose at SummerSlam against Lashley again? Here's another loss for him. That way they think it's a prop that makes him immune from people not caring. And then when he cashes in, the moment's there. Oh, my God. But nobody gives a shit.
Yeah,
nobody cares really beyond that. With Ziggler, I think there's a lot of room for story. I just wonder if WWE will effectively tell it. There is room for him to be like, I've been you. I've been the good-looking young wrestler that Vince McMahon adored. I've been the Money in the Bank holder. I've got that special moment, and then everybody forgot about it. Mm. And now people, when I show up ringside at Raw, they go, oh, him?
Yeah.
Him? Like, play off of that. Why not? Like, play off of the common criticisms. I always say it's what the Young Bucks did for years. They took every little criticism about themselves, mm-hmm. and they accentuated it and magnified it to get themselves more heat. For him, I think you can do that, and it feels a little bit more real because I don't feel like there are many people that watch the show that don't at least respect Dolph Ziggler.
Sure.
Even if they're not out there cheering for him and with DZ signs, they yep. respect him because they know what he's accomplished. They know what he's capable of as well.
Do you think that they wanted him to work a program with Austin Theory to help Austin Theory's ring work at all? Maybe help polish him up?
I would imagine so. I mean, Austin Theory is capable of a lot more than what we see on Monday Night Raw anyway. Right. Like, he used to do a lot of great stuff on the indies, at least from a move perspective. But yeah, I think Dolph, I don't think there's a single wrestler on the planet of any capacity that Dolph Ziggler can't make better. Right. In right. some degree. Right. I don't care if it's like Bryan Danielson, Okada, like Dolph Ziggler is that level of a talent to where anybody can learn something working with Dolph Ziggler.
Right, right. Okay, so that's probably the idea behind it, maybe, is to polish
perhaps,
him up.
Yeah.
So haven't seen NXT yet because we were at the Jays game.
Yeah.
Have I mentioned I'm really tired, Sean? And they broke up Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez. Can you believe that?
No, I was a little bit surprised. I mean, they tipped their hand a little bit about Cora for a while, but it did surprise me a little bit. Did they like lose the titles last night, or did I miss that?
I just know one attacked the other.
Cora attacked Roxanne. I saw that, and the yeah. skateboard broke off before it hit her, which is a bummer.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I haven't been able to watch the show.
No, I haven't either.
But if
hey, Joel Pearl, did they lose the tag titles last night?
I don't think they did.
Okay.
Well, listen to what they can do. They can just
you
take
know who
it
that
up.
Is, by the way, that's Fightful champion Joel Pearl, sitting right over there. So go ahead, Sean. Continue.
I think that they should probably just do a thing where, I don't know, that I wish they would get rid of those titles. They're the most meaningless titles.
I agree.
Well, I mean, I take that back. They're the second most meaningless titles behind the WWE women's SAG titles that they have no plans for. Talent hasn't been told jack shit about them. And people are telling me they're still tag champs.
What is with WWE's refusal to keep women's tag teams together? Because they just
never, I don't know.
They never
so, within a month before and after Naomi and Sasha left, so obviously, they're not a team anymore.
Yep.
Natalya got moved into a singles program. They had split Liv and Rhea Ripley. They formed and then split Liv and Alexa.
Yep.
Like, they've got no desire. And a tag team wrestling can be so good. Look at Street Profits and Usos at Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. That was special. Look at FTR. They are the white hottest thing right now in AEW mm-hmm, mm-hmm. as a tag team.
Mm-hmm.
It harkens back to the Rock and Roll Express days. Like, that's what you want. You want people to get these big pops. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Right. Yep, I agree. And back then, I mean, they were so hot that they would get title shots individually.
Yeah.
Ricky Morton, Ric Flair.
Well,
I mean,
that's
how hot they
be.
Were back then. Yeah.
I mean, people are talking about Dax being Wrestler of the Year.
Yep.
If he won a one-off battle royal and they're like AEW world title shot, I don't think a lot of people would expect him to win that world title match.
Right.
But, I mean...
They wouldn't mind that he's in.
They would love that he got that match and right. that he got to put on a main event with John Moxley, Kenny Omega, CM Punk, whoever it would be at the time.
Right. Yeah.
We got some more super chats and Humper Chats. Get them in at humperchats.com. If you guys don't know what Humper Chats are, it is our Streamlabs platform that allows you to leave them before the show, during the show, any of them. Joel Wood says, let me ask the same question about Naomi. Higher chance of her joining AEW, returning to WWE, or staying out of wrestling altogether. I think she's going to return to WWE. Those that I talked to seem to think that she was going to re-sign before this happened. I don't know how true that is. I haven't exactly confirmed that.
I've seen her posting more lately. And I think she even did a WWE hashtag at some point. Like, I think she had a hashtag that WWE in it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously her husband's there. So
no,
she's
I get
watch
it. I get it. Yeah, but no, it's definitely a different feel between her and Sasha.
Sean Blanford says, hello, Sean and Jimmy. No wrestling question. Just wanted to say, I hope you enjoy Toronto. Make sure to take in the sights and enjoy.
I'm sorry. I'm hope you enjoy what? What was that?
The sights.
No, what was the city name again?
Toronto.
Oh, you said it. He was a local for a minute. You said Toronto. Good for you, man.
Well, listen, I got to get ready for my residence, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, the hostel's by the ambulance right over
listen,
there.
I've not had time to take in the sights, but Jimmy's going to put me out here. I think he said the warm months.
Notice,
he's going to bring me out for the warm months.
Are you going to have a summer residence?
Yeah.
A summer residence?
Yeah.
So you're going to be, now it's apropos now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, apropos. I think we could make money off of you having a summer residence for me in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain how.
Think of all the talent in Toronto. RJ City, see, Josh Alexander.
See, I was going back and forth. I was saying Toronto.
Listen,
again,
listen.
You know?
I can go to Greektown. I can get interviews. I can film myself beating up Joel Pearl every day of the week.
You know how much rent costs in Toronto?
Less than what I would make you back.
Really?
Less than what I'd make
you know
back.
What? I might be willing to try that for like a 3-month period.
Okay. Okay. I'm open to.
Willing to. Would your wife be cool with that?
If it were in the summer, perhaps. If we could bring our cats, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
I might consider
I think there might be a possibility.
Can we do a Big Brother thing and have cameras going 24 hours a day in your house?
No, absolutely
not.
Oh,
we can't do
that. She won't be on camera. Oh, because I could.
Well,
you don't
have to put one in the bathroom. Like the bathroom.
I mean, no, she's not going to be on camera again, period, because of weirdos on the internet. Oh. Yeah, that ain't happening.
You know what we can do, though?
What?
You can have cameras 24/7, but then your wife has to just always wear one.
Wear the mask. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's all you got to do.
That'd be great.
I have answers.
She can talk to me like Denise does. We're not eating leather here. That impersonation is great. So I told Denise, so I legit still do get inquiries about voiceover work. And sometimes it's character pitch stuff. And they're like, got anything? I'm like, oh, I do. Me as Denise pretending to be me.
Interesting.
Because that's a good one. We ain't out here eating leather or nothing. Not out here in Kentucky. We got horses. You can't make leather out of horses. I come from a cow. Shot Kid says, people mocking Eddie's look aren't from the tri-state area. As I can attest, the people who look like him are the last people to F with. Also, F VKM. My catch wrestling coach was a hefty guy. Hmm. He was a big dude. And just he'd slap a double wrist lock on anybody, throw them over their head. Uh-huh. Like that. That's a wrap. Like if you look back in the day at a lot of the great shooters, they weren't cut out of stone.
That's right. Sure. Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shapulin says, what do you think the chances are Sasha answers if she's still with the company? If she's asked by a fan at the con, or she keep it a mystery? I personally think, and this is just my hunch, I think that she would probably, if she notices there is a large contingency of her supporters there, she might indicate something one way or another because of the loyalty of her audience.
Maybe. I mean, Chicago's a hot wrestling town too. She's going to have a lot of supporters there.
Yeah.
For sure. I want to tell you a Denise thing. So
why?
Well, because I found it funny. Mm. So do you remember the stories about Ed O'Neill, right? Al Bundy. There were two stories that I told Denise when we taped Know Your News Tonight. She'd never heard these stories. The first one was he's in the airport lounge. Britney Spears comes up for a selfie.
Yeah.
And she was like at the height of her fame.
Yeah.
Ed O'Neill had no fucking idea who it was.
Of course.
And so he just kind of just sure. And did the thing and like have a good day kind of thing. And then it wasn't until she posted it on social media that he recognized, oh, that's that singer girl. He had no fucking idea. The other one was Denise's favorite person, Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah?
Taylor Swift saw Ed O'Neill and got her cell phone and said, would you talk to my friend? And Ed O'Neill thought, who's this fucking girl that wants me to?
That's amazing.
And when I told Denise that, she couldn't believe it. She's like, there's no way. And she's like, when? Was Taylor popular then? I was like, yes. She was like at the height of her fame.
Amazing.
Arguably, yeah. Yeah,
Ed O'Neill. I think he's a black belt in Brazilian.
Yes, he
Jiu-Jitsu
is, and
too.
He trained with Punk a little bit.
I saw the picture where everybody did the Married with Children
yes.
thing. Yeah.
I love that. Ed O'Neill. I love Ed O'Neill.
He's wonderful. Yeah. Meet Normus says, "What's up, boys? Hope you're having a stupendous Wednesday in Canada. The two title matches on Dark are worth your time. Interesting to see the difference in crowds from Japan to the UK. Shout out to Yamashita. She's going to be a star. Yes, she is. I can't wait to watch that episode of Dark. I've heard great things." Kieran George says, non-wrestling question, but Sean, I respect your MMA takes. Do you see John Jones coming back before the year ends? How do you think he'll do at heavyweight?
Interesting question.
I think he'll do well at heavyweight. I don't think he'll be back before the end of the year. I might even be surprised if he comes back next year. I don't think he's in any rush. Against Francis Ngannou, I mean, the reality is you get hit once by Francis Ngannou, and that's probably a wrap. That's probably it. So if he can avoid that, I think he stands a very good chance because I think he can smother
right.
Francis Ngannou on the ground. Like his John Jones's wrestling is good. His MMA wrestling is insane. When I became a fan of him, So I became a fan of MMA because I saw Rampage Jackson powerbombing people, body slamming people, like pro wrestling. And then I watched John Jones versus Stephen Bonner. And he did a double overhook suplex like I saw Gangrel do back in the day. He German suplexed Stephen Bonner. He did the spinning back elbow that nobody was doing back then. He did all these things that should not have worked. And obviously he's lost his way personally since then. But
I mean, you talk about wasting your prime years.
Yeah. He's wasted his prime years and a lot of money.
Yeah. A lot of money. Yeah. It's a shame. He would have been the best of all time if it wasn't for all of the test failures and all of his out of the cage issues. He would have been the best of all time.
Glory Pro says, "Hey, Jimmy and Sean, you should pay Will, Phil, and Reg to come to St. Louis on September 25th for Live at the Pageant 2, brought to you by Glory Pro. Sean, you can come too. I'm sure we'll make our money back on that. We lose our money on AEW stuff."
You notice that they didn't invite me? Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
Thanks very much.
Hey, I mean, if they offer us like a ton of interviews, anything's possible.
I guess I don't want to go to St. Louis. Is that what it is?
Joel Wood says, "Even if Vince stayed in creative, but Stephanie's the CEO, would that help as far as re-signing or signing new talent? Does Vince have to be gone altogether?" I can tell you that one prominent free agent, I think at the time of Vince stepping down as CEO, said, "Well, that increases my likelihood of me signing there." But then when they found out he would remain in creative, they're like, not so.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah. Yep. Okay. You mentioned the Alpha Academy thing earlier, and I feel like I've been putting over Chad Gable and Montez Ford on this podcast for like over 2 years. I see superstardom in both of them. I think Montez is finally going to get a shot.
Interview with him coming next week.
Right. I had a glance at it. Isn't he a personable guy?
Oh, he's great.
Charismatic guy.
He's wonderful. It's a very short interview, but it was at the Boys and Girls Club of America. And it was
such a charismatic guy, likable guy. It looks like a superstar. I just, he's due for a singles run, but I feel like it's coming for him now. Like
it should. Coming.
Chad Gable, you talk about Olympic caliber wrestler. You talk about one of the best pure athletes in all of wrestling. A guy who has power, a guy who can fly, a guy who can be in there with guys bigger and he doesn't look out of place in the ring. Vince will never get over the fact that he's short. He'll never get past the fact that he's short.
Sadly.
And I feel like if he was in any other company, he would at least be a mid-card champion. And so my question for you is, again, have you heard anything about like contract status? Have you heard like, is he content with his spot?
I had heard of, at the time of the rumors, when like Dax was cooking up the rumors last year and saying like, "Oh, in a few months, buddy."
Yes.
I heard he still had a couple of years left at that point, but I don't know about when I say that, it's like somebody will aggregate it like it's definitive and they're like, "Oh, what's a couple of years from 2021? It's 2023. It's up next year."
Yeah,
I'm not saying that. I was just told there was plenty of time left on it.
Do you think AEW would ever give him a shot?
Oh, absolutely.
Like top of the card shot?
Top of the card, probably not. So? Probably TNT title area.
TNT title area, right.
I mean, listen, the comparisons to Kurt Angle are there.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle was a generational talent.
I understand
like,
that. I understand that.
That's a lot different. Shoosh is a lot different than all the stuff. Like Kurt Angle doing the chicken suit and the milk truck and all the stuff that he did.
Jimmy Crack Corn.
Jimmy, like there every week there was something with him.
Yeah.
And with Gable, I love his performance, but like he had the one hit and he played it over and over. But that's WWE. That ain't him.
Right. It's too bad. Like what obviously, you know, I'm a big Brock guy. But when I saw Brock out there annihilating Alpha Academy, I just thought Chad could just use so much better.
Yeah.
You know, so it's sad to see. I only got one more thing on the list. Booker T last weekend, Reality of Wrestling, back in the ring, 57, looked fucking awesome.
He looked incredible.
He looked great.
My God.
Do you think you could have another run in him? In a major company?
Why not? I say why not because they got celebrities out there doing stuff. Why couldn't Booker T have another couple of matches? I haven't seen the match.
I haven't either.
So I'm going to take that in this weekend and I'll have a better answer for you. But.
Yeah.
I say, why not? Why couldn't he have a couple matches?
He looked incredible.
Yeah,
incredible.
And I mean, obviously, Stevie's not going to be teaming with him because Stevie's over 60, and I don't think Stevie's wrestled but maybe a couple times in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
For a Harlem Heat reunion, but
yeah.
Also, he claims that he's got like a 10-year WWE contract, so he can't really do anything elsewhere, if that's true.
The Legends contract.
Probably. Something like that. Yeah. But yeah, I thought he looked incredible.
Yeah, he looked
that
really
guy.
Good. And the gear that he had on was the
same.
Harlan. Yes.
It's the same gear.
Yeah, same gear.
Like to the stitch. Like it was the same set.
Yeah.
He looked amazing.
Yeah,
good
he looked
for
really
him.
Good. And he's a good athlete too. I think he could have another run if he wanted it.
I hope so. Guys, We're heading over to The List Goes On.
Got
on
Fightful. Another one, Sean.
Oh, my God. Fightful Select. I want to encourage you guys to subscribe.
Come on in, Joel. Come on in, Joel Pearl. Fightful champion. Joel Pearl's going to take us off the air here. Hey, Joel Pearl, do you want to cut an impromptu promo?
Muted.
Impromptu promo?
What are you going to mute? Hey? You got nowhere to go.
I muted the entire stream, Joel.
You know what? It's Summer of Forever Champ. One day you'll know. But not today.
I'm going to beat Josh Alexander tomorrow in a scooter race. It's going to happen.
And that's fine. And then we'll talk about it after Impact Wrestling on YouTube.com/Fightful around 10 p.m. Eastern. Myself and Crescent Star.
Josh asked thoughts on Jesse Ventura for U.S. President. Jesse would absolutely hit a person with glasses, and I might not, but I'm going to get my title shot, and I'll find a way. I'll find a way. Guys, thank you all so much. FightfulSelect.com.
Good to see you in town again, bud.
I'm going to be here a lot more, Jimmy.
Oh, apparently, yeah, yeah.
Until next time, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.